August 29th marks the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and the city of New Orleans is still recovering from the devastation wrought by that storm. New Orleans has always been a diverse city, including communities that speak languages other than English. At the time of evacuation, interpreting services were limited, with no funding or resources available. The Louisiana Language Access Coalition was formed in response. The LLAC brings together people in the New Orleans metro area from the Spanish, Vietnamese, and Portuguese-speaking communities in order to address language access issues in public services. To find out more, we have Daisy Burhorst from the Louisiana Language Access Coalition on the line. Daisy, are you there?
I am.
How are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
And during and in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, language minorities faced a unique set of issues. Tell us about some of these issues.
Yes, if you can imagine, there were no established systems actually to communicate evacuation and emergency or reentry information to anyone who didn't speak English in 2005. That left a lot of Spanish, Vietnamese, Portuguese, and Croatian speakers and other limited English proficient community members completely in the dark about what was going on and also where to go. And it was very dangerous and frustrating situation for them. If you did evacuate into a shelter, you really did not have any assistance or any language assistance there. In the aftermath of Katrina also, with the cleanup and the reconstruction, there was a surge of the LAP community here in the metro area, and that really further highlighted the lack of language accessibility in services across the city and state.
And when you say LEP, you're referring to the acronym for Limited English Proficiency.
Yes, that's the Limited English Proficient Community.
And so as a result, this organization, the Language Access Coalition, was set up as a response. So tell us a little bit about the founding of the coalition.
Yes, the coalition actually came out of initially the Louisiana, the Hispanic Forum, which now is called actually the Latino Forum, and it was a gathering place immediately after Katrina for service providers and other community members who were seeking information about how to deal with the aftermath. And because everyone was coming to that particular forum, we ended up with members of the community that were not just Spanish-speaking, but also Portuguese and Vietnamese-speaking. And one of the underlying issues across the board and everything that we've dealt with was language, and so a dedicated group came out of that to form the Louisiana Language Access Coalition.
It's interesting that it brought this many communities together. And how does interpreting work in a state of emergency?
Well, it's actually a very difficult situation. Interpreters should be made available to provide emergency information and also to provide interpretation where people are gathering at city transport sites and also where they're headed, mostly to shelters in many occasions. They need to be also continue to be available at reentry and then also to provide services, as we found out, in subsequent emergencies so that people can really get back to their lives. And that's the optimal way to do it. But as you can imagine, that's a very difficult thing to do as an interpreter.
Right, because there's a limitation of funds and resources available, correct?
Correct, especially here in the metro area or in the state of Louisiana. Even though we advocate for language access, we have a shortage of interpreters. And so we've been working in the Language Access Coalition to really bolster the number of interpreters, and that's dedicated to healthcare, education, and justice. Across the board, we need more interpreters. And so in an emergency evacuation, it's even worse because you're asking these members of the community to stay behind to make sure that the last person gets out. So they really are working hand in hand sometimes with first responders. And first responders are very well trained to be able to handle an emergency situation.
Actually, tell us more about the experiences of these volunteer interpreters at the site of disasters who may be found at Red Cross or the organization Evacuteer.
Yeah, We actually have had several people who are really great, dedicated volunteers and who do volunteer at the Red Cross and go to some of those shelters. Most of our shelters in the state of Louisiana are located north of the I-10, obviously, and they sometimes get they get hit because they know that there will be one or two interpreters there with the mass of the limited English proficient community. And they're working just like a first responder would be or a Red Cross volunteer, you know, many hours on end and trying to deal with any kind of problem that comes up. The city also, as a response, just like the Language Access Coalition, has another nonprofit that was formed after Katrina. Actually, it's fairly new, only a few years old, called Evacuteer. And it also asks for, it's a volunteer organization, and citizens can volunteer to stay during a city-assisted evacuation to help, citizens get on track to evacuating. And they're the last line to leave the city. And they've made some efforts in trying to get bilingual volunteers to also help out.
Daisy Borhorst, thank you so much for joining us on KBOO News.
Thank you so much for having me.